Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Living in the Tension. A meditation for the 20th Sunday in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, grant that I may know you, so as to love you more and follow you faithfully. Encountering Christ. 1. I have come to set the earth on fire. With what passion and tone Jesus spoke his desire. In this brief expression, he revealed his clarity about the mission and his interior impulse to fulfill that desire. We can sense the love he has for the Father's will. He knew what he had come to do, and the only tension that existed was in not having fulfilled it completely. We feel spiritual tension also at times. Is ours a tension born from our desire to fulfill the purpose for which we are created? Is it a tension that fights our ego and resists the lure of the material world? We can ask the Lord to allow the Father's will to burn in our hearts. 2. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? This is such a confusing statement by our Lord. He is the Prince of Peace, after all. There is no contradiction in Jesus. He is not only the Prince of Peace, but he is the way, the truth, and the life. By his very presence, he calls us to choose who we will follow. Our internal compass can be pointing straight to him, while all around us we continue to battle distractions that pull us in a different direction. Jesus knows what is at stake: eternal life. He asks us to be clear about who we will follow, no matter what the cost. 3. True peace, authenticity. Let us ask the Holy Spirit for light, to see if the interior orientation of our heart and the basis of our intentions, decisions, and actions are in accord with what is burning in Jesus' heart, the fulfillment of the Father's will for his glorification. Let us seek clarity to discern interior conflicts that may reveal resistance towards the love that our heart is made for. Let us ask for fortitude, aware that the only tension worth suffering for is the one fought to be in union with the Lord. Conversing with Christ. Lord Jesus, set my heart ablaze like your own, with a love for the Father's will that is willing to lay down my life out of love. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will be attentive to any interior tensions I experience and ask for light to see if it is a tension worth living. I will resolve to resist and reject the enemy's attempt to turn me to egocentric tendencies.
Visit our website at regemchristi.com.